from a little boy growing up on a farm halfway between Yarrawonga and Corowa to the world's best double trap shooter, and now the world's best single trap shooter and Olympian to boot as well. He's fresh back from overseas taking part in events around the globe. James Willett. James, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Matt and Lou.
This is very exciting, James. Firstly, we've got to say congratulations on being the world number one at your new discipline, single trap shooting.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's been about 12 months now since the Commonwealth Games last year. So pretty much been flat out shooting single trap since then. So yeah, and had a great 5 weeks away. So it's been going really well.
Unbelievable. I mean, so for those that don't, you know the ins and outs of the sport, double trap, you're shooting at a couple of traps being fired out. Single trap is just a one of them. So is that easier?
Yeah, well, everyone said that when I first started, it should be easier because you're only firing at one. But turns out it's not. It's in double trap, we had two targets going 55 metres away from us. So we got one shot at each target. And in normal Olympic trap, we get one target thrown, which is going a lot quicker. It's going to 76 metres away from us. So it's going about 100 kilometres an hour from when it leaves the trap.
So you've got to track it quicker.
Yeah, it's going a lot quicker. And we get two shots at it in qualifying, but then in the finals we go back to single shot at it for 50 targets. So you can make up some errors with the second shot, but it is generally pretty hard.
I was just going to ask, what percentage of your shots would hit it with a second shot?
Generally, when I'm shooting well, I'll probably pull two second barrels in around the 25, so
okay.
I'm short of hitting 23 most of the time on the first barrel.
Because do you get that kind of sort of panic? Is that the bit that you've got to try and calm down? Because if you miss it the first time, you're like, oh, God, quick, got to get it the second time.
Yeah, there is a short bit of panic between the two shots, but there's sort of only milliseconds. But yeah, you've got a lot of time to think and panic a little bit, but most of the time you do correct the shot.
All right, now, we're almost out of time, but do you ever have a moment, you're 23 now, do you ever have a moment where you reflect and just think how extraordinary that is to go from, as we said, a farm out, you know, near Yarrawonga to the world's best trap shooter? Do you reflect on that?
Yeah, I do. I do a little bit, and, you know, it's I'm always grateful for the opportunities and results I've had in the sport, and yeah, you know, always looking ahead and trying to get to the next Olympics as well. So I've had a good career so far, and a lot of support from along the way from family and friends and sponsors. So it's been a really good journey so far.
Well said.
Well, we're so proud of you, and it's fantastic to be able to chat with you, especially when you've had such great success, James. Good luck going forward. Where's your next event?
The next one's the next World Cup, so the third World Cup for the year in Korea in about 3.5 weeks. So it doesn't slow down for the year, and then it sort of will finish up after October. The World Cup final's back in near Dubai as well, so I'll be busy all year. And,
awesome.
So it's going to be a good year.
James Willett, a pleasure talking to you. I can't believe we've shot with the world's best trap shooter.
I know.
Back a few years back.
Unbelievable.
We'll
have to change our discipline now, Matt, because we shot double trap. So,
right. James, an absolute pleasure talking to you, mate, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Matt and Lee. Good to talk this morning.
It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M.